Voice Radio. Believe it. Yeah, you're listening to Care Voice Radio. We're coming you live in this segment, virtually yours, right here. It's about time too. You know, it's a good time to feel alive. This is Edwin Yerod, coming your way live, right here on Carib Voice Radio. We are virtually yours, inside Straight Talk and Motivation. Feel good, alive, and have a good time. No matter what is going on around you, stay enthusiastic. I want to give a quick shout out to Wakopia Barbados team for bringing in 20 plus. That's 20 plus making history in terms of awards and medals. This is some beautiful stuff. It's about time that we do what we're doing and enjoying everything that we do in the midst of this chaotic moment that we're about to get through together. So let's do it together, together. It's about time. Carib Voice Radio, Straight Talk and Motivation. Virtually yours, people! We have gone virtual and supersonic. Let's kick this back a little bit. Let's kick this back again. Just give us a little bit touch. Enthusiasm! Get your blood popping, get your motive right, get your heart, mind, spirit, keep it together and positive. Have a good time. Keep it on the lock. Best time of the year for you to be really conscious about how excited you can be in the midst of circumstance. And this is, for me, what this song is saying. It doesn't matter what people talk. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. You can't control human behavior. But you can control your own. Be a part of the program that makes you a positive impact player. Because tonight I feel like talking about what can we do as things become more chaotic. We can function cohesively as impact players for change, positive change. Because everyone is having a conversation, and that's important. What they're talking about, we don't always hear. We don't always know. We may agree by nodding our head and saying we understand, because it helps us to get through the conversation. And we need to recognize that we are the most valuable person on the planet. And I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it again, because we are the diamonds in the sand. So if you're looking for diamonds, you know what's going on with you. That you are the one that's worth the effort. Even if someone told you before, you're not worth it. And what helps you to do that? Glad tidings, or tidings of joy. You sing it around Christmas time, but every day of the year, you should look at yourself and consider, what have I done, or how can I contribute to being a positive impact player in our society? We get a lot of calls every day from different people, some of them we haven't heard in a while, and we wonder, when are we going to hear them again after we help them solve the problem that they now face? But what I learned in this whole process is that having a good time gives me positive energy. Getting myself excited, and I'm not always going to be excited, but spending more time focusing on positive than negative is what helps me to get through every single thing that I'm going through. That's why I play this song there, because I feel so alive in the midst of chaos. Because I have valuable intel to help other people solve problems. And I've been doing this for a while. I'm going to continue having a good time. I want to give a quick shout out to Edwin Yearwood. And, of course, some other people who have been helping me to get through some chaotic moments this week in terms of administration, in terms of conversations related to how to solve different problems, who to call, who should I talk to, how should I handle this. It's all a team effort. It's a community effort. Stay tuned. Yeah, I'm telling you, keep us on the lock. We're going to be right back. Party nice. Can't make this stuff up. You just got to go with the roll. Carry voice radio. What? Tonight. I like that song. Here's a RPB with Spontaneous. Sometimes you just gotta get out there and just do it. Be spontaneous. Do something positive. Oh yeah, what makes you excited? What keeps you excited in the middle of this chaotic moment? Are you spontaneous? What pulls your trigger? You wanna do the lawn? I think that's what makes me happy, what pulls my trigger sometimes. Guess you're all relaxed, but you get a sweat. You're getting a sweating session. Anything can happen once you get excited. I'm telling you right here on Straight Talk and Motivation. Enthusiasm is vital to your survival. Actually, that's very true. I recognize that inside of my own space, when I look at myself in the mirror and when I look at myself in general, or when I think of myself, I have to find that sweet spot that allows me to feel good about myself before I can help someone else feel good about themselves. It can be a very simple thing. I could cook. The food could taste great. It's a trigger. Something that helps you to know what gets you excited. And I'm saying it over and over again in this season because enthusiasm gets you from point A to point B. I know it's not something that will always happen because I understand that behaviorally, even if I don't feel excited, there's some things that I have to do, whether I'm excited, enthusiastic or not. I just have to do it because it's required of me. And sometimes you have to keep pushing through. And sometimes it is in those moments where you're feeling your worst and trying to do your best that another person or thing comes along and says something that interrupts you in even a more negative way. And then you have to try to find your way back, find a balance in order to help you to get to where you want to go positively. This has been one of those weeks where you ask questions and people talk to you, you talk to them, and sometimes the communication just is not happening. You give them keywords, you stress urgent, or you tell them call now, important. And because of what is going on, you have to ask yourself a few questions. This is not a season that I discovered that you can rush in and make decisions because you are not gaining the kind of momentum you want to gain. And I always say, and I've always said, and I say it more now, someone's emergency may not be your emergency. And your emergency may not be someone else's emergency. So it's important to recognize where you are in your space. What it is that you want to achieve and what the other person wants to achieve. And you listen very well and then you break down what they said to you. And if you are unclear, you go back and you speak with them. Because sometimes over the years and even more now, I've discovered that people are not sharing, especially when they're having a rough time. You might see them on Monday and then Monday night something happens. You don't hear from them, and you're counting on them for something. And guess what? Something goes wrong in their life. They don't reach out because now they feel that there's possibly going to be a negative conversation that's going to come because you're counting on them. It happened to me recently. And the same thing that I'm saying to you is out of an experiential moment. I still haven't heard from the person yet. But I just made sure authentically that I remain focused and find additional solutions to solve the problem that they were supposed to help solve. Because I hope and I pray, honestly, that the person is feeling is okay. Because so many months now, people have been disappearing. You haven't heard from them. Next thing you know that they're no longer with us. And it's very hurtful. It's very painful. Have a young lady that I worked with on a project here, very fantastic project. Was looking forward to meet with her later in the year. And then I find out that she's deathly ill. And it hit me like a hammer because I didn't know. But it's always good to, number one, communicate. Even when you think it's not that person's business, at least give them a little bit of understanding on what is going on with you so that they can reconstruct what they are doing or find a solution inside of helping you while they're finding a solution for themselves. Because a lot of times when you're offering a product or service that other people need, you have to try and work very hard to be accountable to make sure that they get that product and service. I remember when there was an absence of water and absence of toilet paper and everybody was screaming and yelling and carrying on, and some folks found a way to solve the problem. But not everyone is that astute on how to solve a problem. And many people are also facing grave indifferences in their space. And sometimes for them, it's also embarrassing. But I'll say this to you. Find your sweet spot. Again, find your sweet spot. Because enthusiasm is also God within. And when you are relaxed enough to be enthusiastic, your mind, I find, open and becomes more available to assist you in problem solving. I've had to work very hard to remove the whole idea of hate from my vocabulary. Because as I reflect on it, I spend more of my time being enthusiastic about someone or something bigger than myself, and that's how I really become more enthusiastic about life. Because there's more to be gained. The days that come and go where I feel there's no reason to be here, I find a sweet spot. Because emotional displeasures may not necessarily last long. And it is always good to recognize that you are one of the most valuable things that are happening in your own space so that you do not get negative over things that you can't control. I couldn't control the fact that no one told me about the lady. But once I found out that the lady had a problem, or it's a huge problem. You're definitely ill. And so the only thing you can do is reconstruct in your head that conversation you had with that person the last time. Some of the goals that you worked cogently on together. Some of the permissions and the opportunities that were provided because of that person. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're always going to be enthusiastic, as I said earlier. But here are some steps. Number one, when you're feeling down and out, search your mental recall or your brain to look and find an opportunity that was very exciting to you that can help you in the moment. Number two, always remember that environmental circumstances are just that. They're the things that are happening around you, some of which you can control and some of which you can't. Number three, call a friend. Sometimes you're alone and you think that no one cares. But guess what? You always make sure you have that core group of friends or a friend or a couple of friends that you know that no matter what happens if you call, they're going to share their input with you. They're not going to tell you I'm not available. I've had calls like that all week. And even if it's that one person, this week someone said to me, RBA, I really hope sincerely that you are okay, my brother. And it meant more to me than the sum total of all of the negative things that had taken place in my life this week. Sometimes it's really hard when you are in a scenario where people call you, you're talking to them, and you're trying to get information, and all of a sudden they're not giving you information. Or you decide that it's time for that person to go, and all of a sudden they call you and you're asking yourself, well, why are they calling you? Is it because you thought of them? Quite possibly. You summoned them, probably. But at the end of the day, you have three major things that you can use to generate interest in yourself to take you back to the place of enthusiasm. Smile a little more. Think of a joke. Two more. Sometimes you sit down and you reflect and you have a good laugh. And it brings you back to this place called joy, enthusiasm, God within. I know one of the things that really worked well for me is my resiliency factor. I mean, I get beat down a lot in this season. And there are times when I really, truly want to quit. I'm excited about quitting, but can't quit because I don't even know what it looks like. And there are days when it's desolate. Things look desolate. And you're saying, but what's going on? Is this something I ate that contributed to me feeling so down and out? But I always remember the one thing about me is that I've told myself this over and over again. My mind agrees, my body agrees, and my spirit agrees that anything that bothers me, I give it 20 authentic minutes to be feeling bad if I need to feel bad, feeling good if I need to feel good. Because I cannot be a wave that keeps moving in different ways. I have to have some kind of structure, some kind of delivery system, some kind of receptor to help me to continue on my journey of faith, belief, and strength. So enthusiasm is a core part of that. Get excited about something, someone, somewhere, somehow. A smile, maybe. Sometimes it's the simplest of things. And sometimes it just erupts. I know that if I go mow the lawn, I'll sweat. My mind will open up. I'll get excited. And I'll be ready to take my journey forward. Not a bad deal for me. But I'm hoping that this gives you enough information tonight to say, I can become enthusiastic over just about anything to help to balance out my care factor. Become enthusiastic to balance out your care factor. Because you are a really essential service on the planet. So get ready to close out. I want to thank everybody that was listening in and continue to share, like Care Voice Radio. Send us a request. Sign up for our Caravan Factor Facebook so that we can share some of our more introspective. It's kind of a private group right now, and we like it that way for a moment. But as things are growing, we're looking at how we're going to max that out in so many different ways. So that being said, I want to thank you again. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and take care. Karen Voice Radio. We're going to get ready to leave the building, and we always look for that one thing that people need to survive. And I'm telling you, it is very important, more so than not, to have a creative formula that will help you get to where you're going. Closing out. Karen Voice Radio. The Edutainment Station. And remember, your authority is you. You make the decisions for what's coming next. Yeah, Karen Voice Radio.
Karen Voice Radio. Believe.